When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
For Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host Vicki Christensen O'Shields, presented to you by Boyd Gaming. Hey, let's ride.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and joining me from Marble Falls, Texas, is my beautiful co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, how are you tonight?
I'm great, Becky. I hope y'all are doing well, too.
Well, I think our listeners are going to be excited about our show tonight. We have got a very, very special guest this evening. And, you know, the stars aligned, the heavens opened up, and we are getting blessed today and tonight and being able to interview these legends of country music. And Aunt Vicki, you were instrumental in getting that all aligned. So I'm going to let you share with our listeners who we are bringing to the show.
Well, Becky, thank you. Like Becky said, sometimes you knock on a door and it opens, and we are just so excited this evening to bring on our show to visit Howard Bellamy from the Bellamy Brothers. Howard and David Bellamy are one of the most successful duos in country music history, and we absolutely love they have a lot of roots, and you know, Becky, we do too, and so we are just so excited to say welcome to She's Gone Country.
You know, we couldn't have asked for a more legendary duo to come on the show, well, at least part of that duo. And, you know, they are. They were came up in a generation. It was mom and dad's in your generation. But I was fortunate enough to embellish the music when I was a kid. I didn't get to be a fan, quote unquote, because I was just a little kid. But hearing their music brings back memories of riding around in the arena on Snip before the rodeos, being on the ranch, being in the truck with Dad. I mean, it's just there's so many things, and it's that roots. And so I'm really excited to have an opportunity to even say hello and meet these legends. And they've got some really wonderful, exciting things happening with their tour this year, and they are doing some great things with some other organizations. And I know that you are, you know, very well in tune with all that, but we're going to just tell our listeners to sit back and enjoy a reminiscing down memory lane of one of their great, great, you know, top hits, Let Your Love Flow, and we'll bring Mr. Howard Bellamy on when that's over. So enjoy, listeners.
Grab you deep inside and say
Well, I don't know about all of you if that was a stroll down memory lane, but that sure brought back some great memories for me. What a great song. And so now we want to just welcome to the show. We're so humbled. We're so excited, Mr. Howard Bellamy. Howard, how are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I know that it's we've got just a few moments with you, but we want to say thank you so much for coming on. And I know Aunt Vicki's excited to have you on. Aunt Vicki, please say hello.
Hey, Howard, how are you? You know, Becky was talking about memory lane. Takes me back to my DJ days at the Morning Drive show in KXTC Radio in Gallup, New Mexico. And I just, you know, I fell in love with you growing up, but even more so when I was able to listen to your music on a daily basis. Tell us a little bit, Howard, if you would, please, about Let Your Love Flow. Tell us about that inspiration for that song, because that really was your debut album, was it not?
Yes, it was. It was, the one that put us on the map. And an interesting story behind that song, you know, David and I have written most all of our songs that we've done through the years, but Let Your Love Flow was a gift from out of the skies. It was, we had written a song early on for a guy named Jim Stafford that recorded our song is kind of a wacky little song called Spiders and Snakes, and it ended up selling mm-hmm. like 3 million records. So it put us, it enabled us to pursue our career further, and we moved to LA. And the first people we met there was Neil Diamond's band of all people. We had some of the, you know, we just kind of hit it off together and started hanging out together and probably doing a few things we shouldn't do together. but we hit it off One night, Neil's drummer came over, Dennis St. John. He's passed on now, but Dennis says, I have this song that sounds just like you guys. And so we listened to it, Let Your Love Flow. And it was actually written by Neil's roadie. And Neil had turned it down. Johnny Rivers turned it down. When we heard it, we thought it was the best song we'd ever heard in our lives. And it took us forever to get the record label into recording it. They didn't hear it. They didn't want to do it. And we kept on and kept on and finally won that particular battle and got it recorded. And the rest is, that's kind of it in a nutshell, but that's kind of how we got on the map, was just, running into a wonderful song.
Wow. Well, Howard, this is Vicki. Tell us a little bit about, I mean, I know that you and David grew up in a musical family. Your dad, he was traditional country. Is that right?
Oh, very much so. We were raised on a cattle ranch in Florida. Still, I'm here right now. We still live here, and it's been in our family since 1870. But we cut our teeth as children, that and singing in church, and that's who we owe our, all of our musical background to, as our father's talent and our mother's just willpower of just helping us through everything. You know, they were just wonderful parents, both of them, and we were very fortunate.
Well, Howard, you know what amazes me is that your career has spanned 40 years. And that is a feat in itself, and you have paved the way for so many different duo bands that have come up. But you guys technically are the most nominated duo in country music, both on the ACM and the CMAs. Is that correct?
That's what they tell me. I know we went to a lot of award shows, and to be honest, not to faux pas at all, but it's probably my least favorite thing to do is go to an award show. I don't know what it is. I think me more so than David. But it's kind of like the beauty pageant kind of feeling you get, you know. And I think my personal biggest reward is the fact that, we've been able to survive, writing most of our material through the years and having such a great fan base. And, like the real part of it, other than the part that labels and all of that get involved and the politics of all of that, You know, we've just been very fortunate to have lasted this long with, you know, probably the best fans in the world.
Well, Howard, your fans are all over the world. I mean, you know, I see a lot, you know, you and David do a lot here in Texas, all over the country, actually, but all over the world. Switzerland, did you just not get back from Switzerland not very long ago, earlier this year?
We actually just got back from Norway, Sweden, Croatia, Greece, Germany, and Switzerland. So we stuck them all in there. We were over about a month the last tour, and we'll be going over again in January to do. We're actually going to Dubai, and we're going to back to Switzerland and Singapore this time. So we do a lot of overseas travel, and at this point, we've played in 70 countries throughout the world, and so we've got to see a lot of things for a couple of country boys from Florida.
Well, Howard, all I can say is that is a long ways from the Opry to in Llano, Texas, and that's where I first saw you and David live. So,
wow. Yeah.
I had a great seat. Atlanta. It was a small venue, and it was great.
Oh, I remember it well. Yeah, I remember Llano well. I think we've been there more than once, as a matter of fact. Well,
mm-hmm.
Honestly, Texas is like one of our most supportive states in the domestically here, and I think it's because of Texas has such it's a different music scene. There's more live music, for one thing, and there's I think the dance culture in Texas brings them to us because they seem to enjoy dancing to about anything we ever play, and I've seen artists that were actually offended by people getting up and dancing. We're honored with when Texans get up and dance to your music. It's just it makes you feel good, and it's definitely been a state that we've considered having a second home there. We work there so much.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
when you're ready, we'll put the bug out.
Well, and, you know, being clear up here in Washington, I'm sure, Howard, as many places as you all have traveled, you know, Texas, there's something special about the heart of Texas. And speaking of just different places that you've traveled, I was listening to an interview that you guys both did, and you talked about how Let Your Love Flow really opened up doors for you in all those different markets in other countries. And you said one of the most shocking markets for you guys was India and Sri Lanka, and it was because of the weddings and so forth. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Yes, that was, we just toured Sri Lanka and India. As well, it was. We had to actually get the map down, and we knew where India was, but where the heck is Sri Lanka? It's that little island down on the bottom of India, but we have gotten invitations for years to tour India, and a lot of fan letters for years, but it was incredibly hard to coordinate, you know, the right promoters, knowing you're going to go there and get the right, you know, situation. You just don't know. But finally, the right situation came up, so we decided to tour India and Sri Lanka. And you're right, we get there, and we knew we had had several hit songs there, but we didn't know exactly what, you know, what kind of image we had there. But once we got there, most of our, especially ballad types songs, including Beautiful Body, some More of You, and those type ballads, most of them are wedding hits and played at weddings. I mean, to the point where we walked in hotels and they'd be in the lobby as we check in singing our songs, and we get all these people coming up saying thank you for the last dance song. You know, and little did we know, and believe me, weddings are a huge thing in India. I mean, they ride elephants and white stallions, and it's
wow.
Something everybody should see. It's one of the most celebratory things I've ever seen. And we had, like, the time of our life, and actually planning another tour of both of those countries.
Well, Howard, I just have one more question about that real quick, and then I'm going to turn it back over to Aunt Vicki. When you go to those different countries and you're performing at such an event as one of these big extravagant weddings, do they allow you to come in and just be yourselves and dress the way you do here in America, or do you dress down into their traditional gowns? How do you appear to them when you're over there?
Well, you know, they accept us pretty much as what we are. You know, that's another great thing. And we didn't particularly play weddings when we were there. We played like outdoor festivals. They were huge, huge festivals. But the wedding, you know, there was actually, it seems like there was a wedding in every hotel we stayed in. And that this is as we're doing our interviews, this is how we found out that you know, a lot of them were just huge wedding hits. And as people, we started doing autograph sessions, just talking to the, you know, talking to the fans. And so, they let us be just, you know, the old guys we are and be ourselves. And, of course, you know, they both speak fluent English because, you know, the British were there. The British left their stamp. And so that was not a block either. So it was really one of the most interesting places we've ever toured. But you've got to love curry.
You have to love a lot of curry.
So do I.
Well, Howard, this is Vicki. And going back, I want to ask you about Angels and Outlaws. Volume 1, you recorded that in 2005, I believe. And tell us a little bit about that, because that really captured a lot of different feelings through.
Yeah, Angels and Outlaws was a really fun project for us because we got the you know, get together with all of our old buddies and do our old hits all over again. You know, it's kind of, I guess our favorite one to do was, of course, Beautiful Body with Dolly. And you know, these days, a lot of times when you collaborate, you don't really collaborate. You know, it's over, you send it via, you know, emails or whatever, but we actually worked all day with Dolly in the studio. That was a wonderful day. And a funny story with, we wrote a song, a new song on there called Don't Go Running Faster Than Your Guardian Angel Can Fly, and we recorded that with Willie. And funny story, we sent it to Willie, and Willie was so busy that he took, you know, our recording and took it to his studio and put his vocal on there. So I don't know what Willie was doing, but he must not have listened to the end of the song because there was a key change at the end of the song, went into a modulation and did a chorus out. Well, Willie sent us just the shell of the song before the modulation with his vocal on it, and we get it back. And it sounded great. It just sounded great, but all of a sudden we get to the key change, and Willie's voice wasn't on there. And we have ideas what Willie may have gotten into, but we won't go into that. But we had to send it back to say, please, Willie, would you please sing on the key change on the end of the song as well, so we can end this thing, right? And it got to be really funny. And
technology.
Yeah.
Right. Oh God. Well, Howard, I know that we're you know, just have a few minutes left with you, but, you know, something that Becky and I and Maria and all of us at She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls were really excited about, and that was your partnership with Susan G. Komen. And, again, that goes back to, you know, celebrating the success of your 40 years album. Can you tell our listeners about what you and David, how you are working with Susan G. Komen to fight breast cancer?
Yes, well, we'll go all the way back to Let Your Love Flow again. That song still amazes me at the things it has gotten us involved in through the years, always positive things. And we had the idea of you know, doing we've had several friends affected with breast cancer. I mean, to the point of it epidemic, you know, and it's just it's frightening. And we've seen some lick it, and we've seen some pass on, you know, and it's just horrible to see and witness. So we, you know, it started striking a nerve with us. So we had the idea to actually contacted G. Coleman and presented the idea, and they were very open. You know, we especially as positive as Let Your Love Flow was, it seemed like the perfect song to do this campaign with. So we got together and did a video and with 50 of the breast cancer survivors, and might say that was one of the most eye-opening days of my life. I mean, there had been cases that had survived. I mean, some had been through so many ordeals, I mean, so many surgeries. And but it turned out to be, and you saw this sad, and you saw the you know, the beautiful part of it, you know, people who had survived that. The most fun, the greatest part of my day on that, there was a little lady about my age, and I'm no spring chicken now. She's a little spunky little lady who had survived everything, and she came up, and she actually she wanted to go to work with us as a roadie on So I figured they must have really done a job on her and got her on the seat. And she was, I mean, you know, if I could have found a position for her, I certainly would have. But I convinced her she really didn't want to do this. but it's been a very popular campaign we've had. And we just did Fox and Friends last week in New York, and doing the song and telling people about it. And for every download of our new album, we donate $1 from that to Susan G. Coleman. And we also are carrying their concession, especially their Coleman T-shirt. It's what they call Coleman Pink. And we sell that at our concession, and we've sold a ton of them at this point. And that's 100% for Susan G. Coleman. And just, you know, trying to bring awareness to the horrible disease.
Well, you know, Howard, for our listeners that are listening, we think it's wonderful that you guys are doing that and being a part of that. And you're right. Somehow, some way, we've all been touched by cancer, whether it's breast cancer or other forms. And so it's very personal to all of us here. I know it's very personal to Aunt Vicki and all that they're doing down in Llano and the southern Texas area. But for those of you that are listening, you can the album he's speaking of is their 40 Years Together, and you download that on iTunes, and that's then they will donate $1 to every download that they get. And you can also, they have a new tour coming out for 2016-2017, and you can find those tour dates at BellamyBrothers.com or find them on Facebook. Is that correct, Howard?
That's right. That's right. You have been well informed.
Well, you know, it's not very often we get right. Legends on our show. Well, I shouldn't say not often, but legends like yourself on our show. So we want to make sure that we promote you and elevate you and all that you guys are doing. You guys are legends. I'm so humbled having you on the show, being just, you know, a rug rat in the arena, listening to your music in the background and everything. And now here, you know, 20 years later, connecting the dots with you and Aunt Vicki.
Well, thank you so much. I apologize for my slight case of jet lag. I have been on different time zones. So I may be rambling a little bit, but I'm getting the point across, hopefully.
Oh,
no,
Howard,
we got
thank you so much. You bet. We appreciate it so very much. And just thank you. God bless you and David for all you do and your families. And we just appreciate that you continue to reach out and elevate others again and again and again.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a definite pleasure talking to you ladies.
Well, we are respecters of time, and we know you've got to go. We know you're busy promoting. So as we say goodbye to Howard, we are going to listen to another one of their number one singles as we go to break and say goodbye to Howard, and that is You Ain't Whistlin' Dixie. So, Howard, thank you so much, and we will be right back with more with She's Gone Country, the CB Cowgirls.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pine trees grow so tall in the bright sunshine. The young boy steals his daddy's fishing line. The alligator lays on the banks of a river bed. If you didn't know any better, you'd swear he's dead. Now these are a few things I'm in love with. A small part of the reason I go back to Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, gorgeous Georgia. If you think I'm happy down there, you're on the right track. And you ain't just a whistling Dixie. You ain't just a laughing your knee. I'm a grandson of the Southland and heir to the Confederacy. You ain't just a whistling Dixie, 'cause the cattle call. Us the garden hose. And Mama draws a bucket full of creek water just to wash our clothes. Now these are a few things I'm in love with. A small part of the reason I go back to Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, gorgeous Georgia. Now if you think I'm happy down there, you're on the right track. And you ain't just a whistling Dixie. You ain't just laughing your knee. I'm a grandson of the Southland boy and heir to the Confederacy.
Wow.
Welcome
Becky,
back to
She's
Gone Country. Yep. Can you hear me, Aunt Vic?
I can hear you. Wow. That's all I can say. Love that song, too. Everyone that the Bellamys have ever done.
Well, you know, I'm just sitting here, and we're getting ready to wrap up the show, and I'm so excited to be able to bring this special broadcast to our listeners. And, you know, it's amazing, like, I'm actually kind of speechless right now. So thank you, Aunt Vicki, for taking that chance and reaching out, because that just brought back so many great memories.
Oh, Becky, you know, thank you, Lord. We are all so blessed to do what we do. And, you know, just hats off to the Bellamy brothers. David, thank you for making that initial contact with me via Facebook. So
yeah.
There goes social networking again. Very important.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's an amazing thing to be able to, and we talk about this all the time, Aunt Vicki, about the roots and how deep that they run and how, you know, they just, especially in the industry and the life that we live, and we're blessed to live, and that's the Western way of life. And, you know, I know people can talk about that in other genres, but there's just something special about the Western way of life. So I'm humbled today. I'm just a little kid that got to interview some legends, and I'm just humbled and blessed.
Well, Becky, I am too, and we just want to tell you, listeners, thank you so very much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we have. God bless y'all, and we're going to close out with our favorite cowgirl, Miss Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas, and a little cowgirl logic. Good night, everyone. God bless.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and a while back, some good friends of ours reminded me of when they babysat our boys for us, and they took them to a nice restaurant, and the boys were little, Tiger Tough and Colt Wrangler, and they had to go to the bathroom, and they come out of the bathroom running through the restaurant back to my friend's table with those paper toilet seat covers over their head and the flap flapping in the back like their cape, and they were Superman. Well, years have passed, and my oldest son, Tiger Tough, who had long desired to serve his country in the military, he's graduated from West Point and is now with the 82nd Airborne. And in these troubled times, much is at stake, and therefore much is being asked of our young men and women. And that little boy that just yesterday was pretending he was Superman may soon be asked to be just that. You know, I don't particularly care whether people are for or against the war. Our military deserves our utmost respect and support. These are our sons and daughters, and they're serving our country because they've chosen to do so, and I'm proud of our soldiers. You know, Mom and Dad, you may remember when your little one was running through the house with a towel for a cape, and now your baby is somewhere overseas, hot, tired, lonely, but determined to make a difference in this world because that's who he or she is, a defender of freedom. And you may waltz back into your memories and see an image of a little dirty face, toothless smile, but we look at your sons and daughters as they serve, and we really do see Superman. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
I'm not allowed to spend any money.
If I wear makeup, he says I look like a whore.
He's made it clear my family isn't welcome.
I used to have friends, but we never even go out anymore.
But at least he's never hit me. Right?
Psychological abuse is the root of all abusive relationships, whether there are bruises or not. If you feel helpless and like your voice has been taken, there is help.
Call 1-800-799-SAFE or go to thehotline.org.
Let your voice be heard.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense. Makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
For radio.com.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.